Not until all of him was gone. A supernatural fanfic written by Whit Merule and read by Katie Hart. Rated explicit. Pairings: Castiel Sam Winchester and Castiel Dean Winchester Sam Winchester. Additional tags for dark fic: blood play, blood drinking, addiction, dubious consent, falling Castiel, addicted Sam, angel blood is better than demon blood, right? Summary: a dark snippet, probably of an alternate season 5, in which Sam's demon blood addiction has been transposed onto the blood of a falling Castiel, and there is no hope left. Dark, guys. Definitely not my usual thing. Castiel wasn't pristine anymore. Sam remembered so vividly as his fingers curled dark and bloody over the supple angle of Castiel's shoulder, the days when healing had meant all the mess was gone, clothes smoothed out and threads woven back together, gore just blinked away from the ground and the walls, not a smear of blood left on unblemished skin. Castiel groaned underneath him, a dark ripple of sound that was almost a growl, rippling back against Sam's body like he was still strong enough to throw Sam off if he wanted. Sam was never quite sure that he didn't want at moments like this, when Sam's teeth fastened sharp and bright on the muscle of his neck, but he'd never said anything. He bruised now. Internal bleeding was of little consequence, not worth the fine control to repair the damaged vessels under the skin. Blood spilled in a fight, the blood scattered all over the floor here and now, hot and sharp in Sam's nose. That wouldn't be demurely vanished come dawn. Castiel's repairs now were field brutal and efficient, knitting together the skin, patching the worst of what was broken underneath it. Soft tissue and finer details, they were left to themselves. They didn't have the luxury of wasting anything nowadays. Not even Castiel, always so boundless and absolute. The blood raced down Sam's throat, raced inside his veins in answering clamor, and he rolled his hips hungrily, shoving down into Castiel's body beneath him and taking all of it while he could. Castiel's mouth fell open underneath him, pressing heavy breaths into the bloodied old piles of newspaper under his cheek and forehead, and Sam dragged his hand down from the angel's shoulder, down his back, fierce and too hard and tender down the arch that had once hidden his wings. Castiel made a punched-out noise, rolled his shoulder against Sam's touch, and let Sam in, because he wouldn't stop giving. He would growl at them and glare them into shape, but he would never deny them anything. Not until all of him was gone. The end.